Welcome into our Coach Speak program on this Monday night, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening and kicking off our show tonight, or should say teeing off our show tonight. We've got the head boys golf coach of the Webster City Lynx, Eric Dawson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
So as we take a look, last week, kind of an odd week. You had one meet scheduled, and that was for Friday, and that was canceled, obviously, because of some of the wild weather we had on a Friday afternoon into Friday evening. But leading up to this point in the season, you guys have played some top-tier competition, and you guys have held your own with some top-tier competition. Just talk a little bit about how your team has fared up to this point of the year.
Yeah, we're proud of how the boys have played. I know that, you know, as a coach, you always think that they can do a little bit better, which I know they're capable of, but yeah, as far as the competition that we've played and that we're still yet to play, we don't, you know, we play some of the top tier teams in the state, so we kind of know where we stand, you know, when we get to postseason. So yeah, we played well, but we can do better for sure.
And definitely from what it looks like, at least reading out the scores and how some of these athletes have performed, it feels like a lot of your varsity guys, anyone 1 through 5 or 6 in the lineup can be a threat to definitely be your top scorer any given night out on the course, from guys like Braden Doring, upperclassmen like Braden Doring, Cale Nixon, Braylon Plain, to younger guys like a Dawson Bertrand or a Luke Fershing or a Cale Nixon could definitely be your top scorer any given time out on the course. And just is that more of an advantage for a team like yours to have that kind of depth 1 through 6, or how is it to have that kind of versatility?
Yeah, we rely on those top, or 1, 2, and 3 mostly. That would be Doring, Nixon, and Plain. In fact, I was just kind of looking at the averages for the whole year, and they're literally within one stroke of each other. So our 1, 2, and 3 could step into the one hole, you know, just fine. But yeah, the younger guys, you know, we're trying to find a consistent fourth score, but they're very capable of doing it. You know, we just need to put it all together at the right time. So we're working hard and they're working hard, so hopefully we can get that done, you know, this postseason or whatever.
And as we take a look at your schedule, you got a pretty busy week this week coming up here. Yeah. for your schedule. You guys are home, or I beg your pardon, not home. You guys are at Highland Golf Club coming up this afternoon, taking on Iowa Falls, Alden, and Algona. You guys are then over in Fort Dodge at Lakeside Municipal for a quad with St. Edmund. Algona and Hampton Dumont County will also be there. You have a home tournament coming up on Thursday at Briggs Woods Golf Course, where you bring in quite a few teams from out of conference to compete before you have a Saturday tournament over at Carroll. And you've got some really good competition out of Western Iowa that will be at that Carroll Kemper tournament at Carroll Country Club. And look, and just surveying this week from top to bottom, you know, first off, with the conference matchups coming up on Monday and Tuesday, what are some of the big focus points there for those conference meets? And then Thursday, Saturday, you know, for those bigger tournaments, which I assume would be 18-hole tournaments, what are some things you're really looking for from your team in those 18-hole tournaments?
Yeah, so the 2 9-holers Monday and Tuesday, you know, the conference matchups are, you know, the old rivalries, I guess. Iowa Falls is actually a little better than they've been in the past, and they've got a couple players that can play. So we have to be focused tonight, but we feel like we are the favorite in both of those meets. And going into Thursday, the Lynx invite, you know, we love that tournament. We bring in quite a few teams. In fact, Gilbert's coming in that day. They always have some of the top players in the state, so we love, you know, playing with those kids and seeing where we stand. But, you know, the Lynx invite's tough to win. We're going to give it our best in our home course. And then, of course, Carroll, that's an 18-holer, too. That's just loaded with talent. You know, tough to win that one. But, you know, if we can finish top 5, that's kind of the goal over there. If we can do that, I feel like we're in a good spot going into the postseason. Monday we play North Central Conference tournament over in Fort Dodge Country Club, a nice track, nice old country club. Love the kids love playing that one. And then we go up to Spring Valley for sectionals on Wednesday. So, and that's always a fun course to play. So the kids are very lucky on some of the tracks they get to play. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week with your busy schedule.
All right. Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Eric Dawson, head boys golf coach of the Webster City Lynx here on our Coach Speak program, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with South Hamilton boys golf coach Steve Butler after the break.